Three, two, one.
Ghost.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to 321 Ghost. I'm your host with a silent G, Kyle. And as always, I'm joined by my pal, Natalie. Hey, Natalie. How are you?
Doing great. I'm very excited.
That's good to hear. Hey, y'all, if you got your toes in the water, you take them out right the fuck now, because we are talking about 2010's, not even the first remake, but the second remake of Piranha, aptly titled Piranha 3D. This movie, directed by Alexandra Aja, sorry, I need to practice these things ahead of time, who's kind of known in the horror genre. I mean, I know High Tension, as well as the remake of The Hills Have Eyes, which I did not see. Did you see that one?
Oh, you would hate that movie. Don't watch it. Lots of triggering things in that movie for sure. Yeah. I've only seen it once and I saw it in the theater, and there are very few things that make me like super duper uncomfortable. That movie made me very uncomfortable, but a lot of people really love it.
That's my challenge though. Is it scary, or did it like just make people uncomfortable? Because I'm like, I don't think it's the same.
It's not scary. It's disturbing. And those two things are, it's very important that people separate those two things. Because I think things can be scary and disturbing, or they can be just disturbing. And I think that movie is mostly just disturbing.
This movie, so it's a remake of the original 78 film directed by Joe Dante. There's also the sequel directed by James Cameron. So you got this weird pedigree with these movies. And then there was the 95 remake, which I have not seen. Have you?
I've seen all of them.
Oh, Jesus. Of course you have.
but this one first, which made me want to go back and watch the other ones. This one is the best one. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That is probably a pretty low bar to swim over with your little fish fins. The 90s one, that was the one with, was Mila Kunis in that?
I think that one is the worst one. I have never ranked them truly, but I remember being really disappointed with that one. Yeah.
I mean, I think one of the strengths of this movie that the others don't have is a pretty fucking loaded cast. Elizabeth Shue, always a fucking delight. The other Steve McQueen, Adam Scott, you've got Kelly Brook, who's a model, right? And this is the only thing I've seen her in. You got Ving Rhames, fucking always coming up clutch. Christopher Lloyd, always doing just his Christopher Lloydness. I love it.
Yeah, he's great.
Even got a little cameo from Richard Dreyfuss.
I love Richard Dreyfuss.
Who doesn't love Richard Dreyfuss?
Showing up in this movie.
I haven't seen enough, I think, with our boy Dreyfuss, because I mean, of course, Jaws, right? What about Bob with Bill Murray?
Oh yeah.
And then what was the one? He's Mr. Holland's opus, right? And then what was the one with him and Jenna Elfman, and it was like a Disney movie, and it's not Jungle to Jungle, because that's the Tim Allen one.
Gosh, I don't know. I feel like every time I see him, I'm very excited and enjoy him quite a bit.
Yeah. And then saving the last, you know, for best, or best for least, best for last. Sorry.
Best for last.
Don't mind me. Fucking Jerry O'Connell in a scene stealing role, probably. I mean, he does get the most to do.
He's the MVP of this movie for sure.
It's pretty fun, and we'll be talking about him plenty. And then, oh gosh, and then fuck, you've got, well, Eli Roth does pop up in this.
Yeah, he has a little cameo.
You've got a couple extra cameos. I was looking through the Wikipedia and saw that it also had, who was it? It was Eli Roth and Bonnie Morgan, but I didn't see who she was, but she was one of the Spring Breakers. But Bonnie Morgan, I had to look this up too, but the cameo is notable because she's the girl who crawls out of the fucking TV in The Ring. She's a contortionist.
Oh, okay.
So I was trying to see who was doing any, you know, extra special contorting during this movie to see if it was her.
There is the one girl that is like getting her like ass like pulled down into the raft. Like, should the piranhas are like biting up at her and she's kind of like falling into the raft. Maybe that's her. That seems like it would be like pretty fucking uncomfortable to do if you're not a contortionist.
Yeah, fuck, and that's a
Yeah.
rough one too.
Yeah,
Cool.
there's some real good
Yeah.
ones. Oh, I can't wait to talk about all of it.
Given that all the kills are technically kind of most all the kills are done by the same means, which is, little baby fish teeth. There's some pretty fun inventive ones.
Yeah, they're very creative.
I like the death in this movie. That's
Oh,
fun.
so good. The gore is so fun too.
Even with the pretty rough CG.
Yeah, there's a lot. That's like that's one of the things that really bothers me. And of course, like it's a 3D movie. So you always have to expect that there's going to be those dumb fucking pauses where something is like right in front of the screen because you're meant to see it in 3D. And like, I don't know how many people are out there that actually enjoy seeing movies in 3D, but cut that shit out. Stop it because it's terrible and it ages so poorly. Every movie that I can think of off the top of my head that was like marketed as being 3D is, it has those really rough, like dumb moments. And it just reminds me of being in the theater and being like, this is stupid. I saw this in the theater.
Did you see it in 3D?
I think so. So I gave them my money.
I was working at them at a movie theater at kind of at the beginning of that. Is it a second wave? I don't know. I just remembered like the first wave of like 3D stuff, like what you're talking about, like what it was like one of the damn, I'm sorry, I can't remember off the top of my head which of the Friday the 13th it was, but had it was the 3D one and always and had like all the gimmicks and stuff. And I think that's back when you just had to do the red and blue glasses thing. I don't know, that's rough. I remember even in TV, like there was like some night on Fox where they had maybe multiple shows that were in 3D. I remember going to a Blockbuster, getting the glasses, right? So still very 90s, everybody. And then watching an episode of Married with Children that was supposed to be in 3D off your television with these glasses. It looked like shit,
I'm
But
sure.
fast forward to 2010 when this movie came out, and even a couple of years prior, just that second wave of, I like waves when it's ska. Give me more waves. Love
Oh,
it.
God.
But 3D, I'm glad that went away. Like they were trying to convince people to buy 3D televisions to have in their
No,
house.
no.
Yeah, how fucked up is that?
I think if anything, if I'm going to invest in anything movie-wise, and maybe this is just because I love horror films and sound is important, like it would be the speakers, like to hear like all the little creaks and all the little things, 'cause sometimes I feel like when I have like when I'm watching something on a shitty TV or a small device, I miss things, which, you know, the subtitles are always on at this point in life, but
They didn't film the movie in 3D, like with 3D cameras. What a lot of movies were doing, and what was really popular, is because 3D just became such a, like, hey, it's a fucking extra few dollars surcharge, so that's just going to drive up the revenue, right? And what they did was they were converting a lot of 2D movies to 3D after the fact, and it
Oh.
always looked like shit, So,
Yeah,
like,
that sounds awful.
And then this one did. Like they had a really, I guess, they had a really shitty effects team in converting it all to 3D, and it was all done like all fucking shoddily done at the last minute, and this and this and this. And they brought in like a new VFX team to replace the old one because the director was like, I am like gonna take my name off this, y'all. This is trash.
Wow.
So the original version was even worse. The
Even
CG.
worse. I don't like that language.
Then we're seeing here
Oh, okay, the
the
CG.
CG, right?
Okay. I'll calm down.
That being said, with all of that, this movie is the only one of this 3D onslaught of movies where I go, yeah, that makes sense. This is great. Like these movies should be in 3D. Like these movies should have that gimmick of shit being thrown in our faces. I want to see blood
Because it's
splatter. I
fun.
want to see,
Actually,
pieces of.
this would be a fun, sorry, I totally interrupted you, but
You're
I
good.
was just like, this is important for me to say right at this moment. this movie would be really fun to see in 4D, where they like have like water like and things like splashing at you. Like that would be kind of fun for this.
I thought the fourth dimension was smell-o-vision.
Ew, I don't think so, and I hate that word.
Yeah. So I think you're getting to 5D territory.
Am I? I don't
Maybe.
know. I don't even know, but I want some fucking like water splashing at me if there's fucking killer fish and you're seeing people, go for it. There are some good practical effects though.
Do you really want like dirty ass, like repurposed water, like splashing over your popcorn or your straw on your drink? Like, do you want that?
For piranha, hell yeah.
Maybe. At least it's fresh water.
Yeah.
So it's not salt
No.
water, you shot ass.
Yeah.
Which I'm gonna ask, made it very clear how we felt about the ocean. Please visit our episode on Deep Blue Sea. I'm curious,
We're back.
how do you feel about lakes in that whole situation? Because I think some of the same rules apply.
Oh, absolutely. If not even more so, because there's like less movement in lakes. But okay. This, I don't know, Lake Victoria. I don't even know if it's real.
It's
But
not.
it's not real. Okay. It looks like Lake Havasu
It
in
is.
Arizona. It is. Okay. It looks like Lake Havasu. And I have been to Lake Havasu as a teenager. My mom dragged me there. And it was very, very beautiful, but we went during spring break. So all of this shit that is in this movie, I absolutely was like, I cannot believe that these people chose a fucking lake to go party at. I did not get in the lake. I was on a boat, but I would not get in the lake. I won't swim in that water. Absolutely not. I don't know what's in that water. I'm not
It's
doing
probably
it.
pretty grody.
Yeah, so I just laid on the boat. That's it. Yeah. So I feel the same way about lakes as I do about the ocean. How about you?
Oh, definitely the same. I mean, just, it's a fear, it's a respect, it's kind
Yeah.
of situation. Granted, are there sharks? No, but hey, you know
There's a
what?
lot of other things.
There's a lot of fucking other things that I just, why? I'm
Yeah.
good.
I don't need to know what's in the lake. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I see Elizabeth Shue at a lake, I'm for sure not getting that fucking lake because isn't she in Lake Placid as well? Is she not in that? No, she is not. Oh, she's in Hollow Man.
Oh boy, Hollow Man's, that's a rough one.
Oh, yeah.
I've only seen it the once, and I just remember the like invisible boob squeezing, and I'm like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
This is
We should talk
terrible.
about that movie sometime just to make you uncomfortable.
Just the cutting edge of special effects is how are we going to make it look like, just get that hand out of the way. We just want to see boob and just have it squeeze and contort. How have I said that word so many times so far? But yeah, no, I think a lot of a lot of the same rules apply. Don't get me in that lake. I'm good. I
Yeah.
once capsized my kayak in Lake Washington. I live in the Seattle area, and not for you, but for the audience. And I'm just like, I feel like I'm just like, who knows how deep that shit is under me? And I'm just
Yeah.
flipping my legs. And then I just
No.
remember someone telling me after the fact, like, nah, dude, there's fish in there that are as big as you are, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm good. I'm good. I'm fine.
I don't want to be around a fish that if it bumped into me, like I feel like somebody like walked into me. That's absolutely not. I don't care if the fish is harmless. I don't want to be near a big fish. That sounds terrible. Also, the other thing about this lake situation, especially like Lake Havasu and spring break, these motherfuckers are on boats and sea-doos and they are drunk and fucked up. They are like wasted. None of them should be driving any recreational vehicles. I don't even
I
want them
agree.
paddling. I don't even want them paddling on a rowboat. Like, and they're, I mean, oh no, Absolutely not. Even if they're in those parked boats, I don't even like that. I don't like people in that situation drunk. You could fall over off the side of the boat, hit your head, all kinds of terrible things. Slippery.
Yeah, that's how the drummer of the Beach Boys died.
Really?
He had a great solo album, too. Yeah, I think he fell off a boat and drowned.
Oh God, that's terrible. See, you have to be careful on boats.
Dennis
Don't
Wilson,
fuck with
rest in peace,
them.
my guy. Yeah.
Oh, sad.
Maybe we should just kind of rattle off some mistruths about piranhas.
Did you do some research or did the research team actually do something?
No, this fucking lazy fucks. Let me I but I've got it
Always
though.
fucking break time.
what I do appreciate the kind of workaround is that, like, no, these are ancient piranhas. These are not your run-of-the-mill South American situations.
Yeah. It's a good way to get away with really anything that you want.
Yeah. Because these things are just ancient creatures. It's like the Meg. It's like, who the fuck knows what the fuck's going to be under there? Yeah. It makes its own rules. If that shark...
speculation at that point.
If that shark and Meg wanted to start just fucking flying out of nowhere, I'd be like, ah, well, you know, we didn't know. The science wasn't there. We didn't know. Now we know. So kind of the same situation.
That they can do whatever big-ass the fuck creature they want. Just flying.
Just with its little, it'd be like a T-Rex. It's got tiny little fins and like can't really get it up that high, but... And you can tell it's really working for it, you know? So you just have to kind of admire that it's trying and while you're trying to get away, of course. But yeah, piranhas, I mean, fuck, they've been around for millions of years. That's also very true.
Okay, that's true. That's great.
They can be cannibalistic, as mm-hmm. Christopher Lloyd says, you know? I saw this, can't be right, but it might be that a Tyrannosaurus Rex, the bite is 3 times harder than a piranha. But a T-Rex is way the fuck bigger.
Are we talking about like to scale though? Like how they say like an ant can pick up like 8 times its body weight. So, you know, it sounds really impressive, but it's a fucking ant. Not me like shitting on ants.
Damn, fucking... Fucking ants catching strays in this fucking podcast. God damn.
I do fucking hate ants though.
Yeah, me too. But I don't know. I read through it quickly. I'm sorry. I'm not a researcher. They don't like now while they do have kind of a meat diet, like they're not going after humans. They're not going after anything big.
Anything that moves.
Yeah.
For hours on end.
Yeah. A lot of it was really based off, some people in South America really trying to impress Teddy Roosevelt and were like, hey, you want to see how fucked up these fish can get? So they catch a bunch of them, starve them, and then throw a dead cow into the area where it is. And then, they're fucking starving. They like start eating the cow. It. Yeah, it was a dead cow. So it wasn't even anything alive.
Yeah.
So then Teddy Roosevelt goes back and is just like, whoa, fuck. I saw this thing that's just fucking... eats people's hands off and fucking ate this fucking cow. And man, you know, just like Jurassic Park, why always like a cow to like demonstrate? I mean, I guess humans eat cows too, but it's always to demonstrate how dangerous something is. You just lower a poor fucking cow.
Just a big slow moving mammal.
I know, just poor dumb looking fucking things, and you're just like, dude, you're just dropping into a raptor fucking tent. Has no idea. God damn. But you know, some it turns out, you know, just like humans, some piranhas are also vegetarian.
Interesting. Do they still have sharp little teeth if they're vegetarian?
They're just pickier at restaurants. So these piranhas, though, you know, this is a completely different fucking situation. I don't think anybody's like actually worried about piranhas in real life. Maybe I think the piranha attacks on humans are very, very minimal, and that's like you are bleeding out or dying.
Aren't they like in a very secluded, like a very singular place on the earth? And that's really the only place that you can find them. They're in South America.
South America. If you'll find, but I mean, they've been found in China. They've been found in the United States, but that's only generally because of people who capture them as like exotic pets.
In the United States, fucking where?
I don't know. I've read Texas.
Okay. Well, I'm never going back to Texas. Already, mm-hmm. Texas has a lot of fucking strikes against it. So,
yeah. So we're good. But yeah, but really, they just find like a couple, you know?
Okay.
I mean, shit. You know, we got fucking like alligators and shit. That's way scarier than fucking. Yeah. And granted, most of that's kept over in Florida. Y'all can fucking deal with the fucking little mini dinosaurs that come out and eat
our little mini dinosaurs.
Yeah, I'm good. So let's hop into this movie.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm so ready.
Yeah. So, like again, cute note that you've got Richard Dreyfuss here in the beginning. Never fish alone. It. You know?
Yeah.
You never know. Shit can be dangerous. You can get attacked by something.
I would bet there's a lot of people that fish alone, though.
Oh, I'm sure they do. They probably prefer it. It's probably a real peaceful situation.
I absolutely would think so. And I mean, boo on him, because littering is what gets him into this fucking mess in the first place. So that's what you get for littering in the lake.
it was kind of that straw that broke the camel's back, kind of, so to speak, you know, not to talk about hurting camels, but the just dropping that last beer bottle, not even able to drink it, dude. So it's like you've just fucking just had to write one that one off.
Yeah.
And doing a lot of work to catch what I thought was kind of a small fish. I was expecting him to catch a
bigger
fish.
Excited for that fish. Yeah.
He's just talking to himself, being a fucking weirdo. I love that. I read that, you know, just some behind the scenes that like Richard Dreyfuss didn't originally want to do this because he didn't want to be like kind of like poking fun at himself and his role in Jaws.
Oh,
but
come on, we're past that, Richard.
But then, you know, who would have known? It turns out paying him more money got that done pretty quickly. He was like, oh yeah, yeah. He's like, oh yeah, I'll do it for more money.
And yeah, yes, of course. Yeah.
He's like, fuck, I'll be a new thing. And like, this opening's great. It's just, well, actually it's not. Never mind. Let me take that back. It's great because I like him. But again, just the CG is so bad when it like, it's like they're eating him up and they reveal the title and you're just like, this looks like trash.
When I first saw the opening of this movie, I was really, really worried for the rest of the movie because I was like, oh man, this is going to be fucking rough. Although I do like the chunky, like chunks of skin, like the hand, his hand popping up afterwards with like the, there's so much like flesh chunks in this movie and it's fucking amazing. But when I saw that like vortex situation that I don't know what you would call that, vortex feels right. In the lake and his ship's just like his ship, his boat is just going around in circles. I was like, this isn't what happens.
When you have the water pressure shifting, I guess it, I don't know if it.
Could that happen? Like, I know that this movie is not like the be all end all of science, but I just don't know about that.
Yeah. I don't know if it kind of works like a toilet that way.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Like when you have the
super
pressure
extreme.
Shifting.
Uh-huh.
I'll allow it. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, when I first saw that, now like at once I watched it the second time, by the way, everyone, I've seen this movie like 12 times. I've seen it so many times. When I watched it the second time, then I thought it was more fun because I was like, okay, now I understand the vibe of this movie. I wasn't really sure what to expect the first time I watched it. I'm always more critical the first watch.
100%. One thing, you know, hey, we're doing back-to-back Dimension films.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
The hard part though is that you're like, oh yeah, hell yeah, Dimension brings me right back. But then also I'm like, oh, Weinstein bros, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, gross.
So Harvey Weinstein allegedly hated this movie.
Well, he can fuck off for more reasons than one.
Well, exactly. That's why I'm just like, you know, fuck you, motherfucker. You're a fucking creep loser. So
go
fuck
to
you.
Hell.
And it makes me like this movie better. Because it
good.
Makes me
Yay.
Makes
okay.
me less like him, however I can, I guess. So really taking one for the team here. So we've got this opening and then we get introduced to our main set of characters like pretty quickly, right? Because we have Jake, who is just a fucking dork of a fucking kid.
He
Jesus.
Really is. He, I don't know if you've ever, have you ever watched Vampire Diaries? Probably
no.
Not. Yeah. So he's from Vampire Diaries. That's the only thing I like really know him in, and his character is also really annoying and dorky in that show as well.
Is he one of the vampires or does he have the diary?
He has the diary, of course.
Okay. That makes sense.
No, he's not a vampire in that show. I didn't finish that show, but he is human for all of the seasons that I had seen. So, and he's fine. He's whatever. I think he's fine in this movie, but yeah, his character is a fucking dork. Absolutely.
Yeah. If he was like the only lead of this movie, it would be rough. If you weren't giving me like Elizabeth Shue and Adam Scott, like it would have been really tough because his whole thing is dumb. And man, Jerry O'Connell does his best to really be like, you are fucking being wooden right now. Let me just elevate this just fucking to 1,000,000% all the time. And
starts at a 10. Actually, he starts at like an 8, I'd say, and then just raises it to like an 11 by the end.
He's a showman. So you get introduced to Elizabeth Shue, who's beating the shit out of drunks and threatening to tase people in the dick. Maybe not in the dick, but she said he
oh no
or something.
Yeah, that means she is threatening to tase them in the dick. Absolutely. And I just love Jake's like, oh, mom, like, look, when she's like
Mom,
fucking
you
these kids.
rascal.
Yeah, like he does this like cute, like little like smirk, like, ah, gee. I feel bad for her too, because I'm like, okay, well, you're totally being like sexually harassed by this fucking young ass kid. And she's like, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as much as that would be frustrating, it also would be really fun to be in that position of power, like as a woman with these like young dumb fucks. I think I would have a good time arresting them.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Gosh. And then we're also introduced to this weird love interest between Jake and Kelly.
Is gorgeous. I don't know how to say her last name. Jessica Zohr. It's
Sure.
like Zohr, but she's
It's
gorgeous.
like a jar.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a Z sound. I'm not sure. But her whole character is a little confusing to me. But at the same time, though, she seems like someone who just goes where the day takes her
I
and
love that
she
for her.
gives no fucks about anybody else except for
Yeah.
her just having a good time and just following whatever she wants to do. So
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah. And like in a chill way too. Like she's very chill about her decision. She's like, you know what? Yeah, I do love champagne. Why the fuck not? Like
Yeah.
she's very chill about her weird decision making. But yeah, they're the least interesting characters of the movie for sure.
And then, Jake being fucking lime green jello, when she's, I like when she's like, just kind of seeing Todd Dupree, and he's like, oh, Todd Dupree, I get to fucking educate you on standards, allegedly, this fucking asshole, Jake. But I like how she's like, he's a really good DJ.
So there's that.
And he says he has backstage tickets to
Yeah.
something, which I'm
Yeah.
like, backstage to what? The stage was floating on the water. What's behind that stage? It's just more
Maybe
water.
there's more stages. You don't know.
Or maybe just backstage is like
It's just a term.
a state of mind, rather,
It's a state of mind. Yeah.
just that extra VIP, so maybe that's what she meant. And then probably when she found out that he didn't have tickets literally
Oh, that was
behind the
it.
stage, she was like, okay, I'm done. I'm done. Get the fuck out of here. You said backstage, motherfucker. And here we are on the side. Fucking idiot. So I'm gonna get on this boat with the I'm gonna get on this porn boat.
I'm sure that's exactly how it happened, but that's all the parts
Yeah.
we didn't see. Yeah.
Yeah. But just fucking Jake, you're just, with your fucking shaggy hair in your Pixies shirt,
I knew
and
you were going to say something about that pixie shirt.
it's like the teenager equivalent of like cute single dad is like teenager with, a cute mouthy younger sister,
Yeah.
who's like wielding a trombone that's like literally taller than she is. How is she playing that trombone? And but at the same time,
Her. She's crying.
she's, how can you reach that far? All right.
That's true.
I did like how she was like, I'm gonna start a rock band, and
I
the
know, because
kid's
I thought,
like,
I was just like, why does she think she could start a rock band? He's like, no, the fuck you're not, being a trombone player.
First of all, yes, you can. And this is the second time I'll bring up ska
Oh, here we go.
this episode.
This episode is the key phrase there.
Yeah, she started a ska band. That'd be great. Bring
You
that. What I
could.
don't I forget what
I
wave we're
didn't think
on right
about
now,
ska,
but yeah.
naturally.
Yeah, so gosh. So we're introduced also to the child there too, the first. Even though I'm like, if these children are supposed to be babysat, like who was like watching her when she was just sitting there talking to
Seriously.
Sammy is her name, I believe, Kelly Brook's
I
character.
mean, she is old enough.
And where's the other kid?
Both of those kids are old enough to like be in the house by themselves that they're not going anywhere. But I don't know, to be out.
I don't think all parents would agree with that.
How old do you think that girl is?
10
That's
tops.
the fucking Lutely she could be by herself. I mean, I had a single teen mom, so like not to call out my mom or anything on record, but like I was by myself fucking young, probably like 7, 6, 7. What a latchkey kid.
You've called out your poor mom plenty on the on this show.
Well, if she listens, we'll find out. But
Yeah.
I think she's old enough to be by herself in the safety of her own home at that age. I don't think she should just be running around town during spring break, like at this table, meeting this beautiful woman who is a wild, wild girl, and then being exposed to Jerry O'Connell a minute later.
Oh my gosh. We do get Jerry O'Connell here. Yeah, I mean, I think it was probably plenty coked out before this scene started. So like when we do see him do like coke later on, this is like mid. He's like, yeah, he's already been doing this like however many days straight. He is insane. And apparently needs a scout, not even like fuck it, or a location scout, not even like Jake took them anywhere that was like,
yeah,
I don't know. Or we say they'd be like, oh, here's the spot, here we are, and they'd be like, oh wow, so great for you to take us here.
They park the boat and they do some like underwater like footage and stuff. I thought that was the spot.
I guess so. Well, they're just like, I mean, I don't know, some normal ass. Do you think Jerry O'Connell on his own couldn't just drive around and find a cliff and be like, oh yeah, let's park under?
Probably, but you only have so many hours of like the right light. Like you want to make sure those titties look great. Like get that good light. I did write down his shopping list. It was body paint, condoms, and Ready Whip.
Oh jeez.
Ready
Whip. Are they trying to like reenact like a what's that movie? Varsity Blues. Yeah. I was gonna say not another teen movie.
That too. That's even better. Oh, Chris Evans. Okay. And Allie Larder. Damn, put whipped cream on everybody. He's right. The Wetty Rip is a good idea. Now I'm like, you know what? I see his point.
That's true.
I'm sure you could always find something to do with wet, ready whip. I can't fucking say it.
And Jake, as being, you know, hey, look, for being a dumb teenager, he makes the smart choice and says, yes, absolutely, I will accept this job.
100%. Yeah. Because Wild Wild Girls clearly is very well known, because this is your equivalent to Girls Gone Wild, which, do we want to talk about Girls Gone Wild?
I just remember, look, I wasn't actively seeking these commercials. They were just
no,
all the
they were seeking
time.
Everyone.
Yeah. And it was during like, you know, late night. Mm-hmm. Like when like they hadn't quite switched over to the infomercials, but I'm thinking like late night, you know, MTV, Comedy Central, VH1, like those channels, you know, Root was seeing it there a lot too. You know, that's where I saw it the most.
Yeah, it was just late night commercials for Girls Gone Wild, and just a lot of like black bars across like nipples, like and all of those things. And what was always interesting to me about Girls Gone Wild, of course, is,
please share.
It's not like, okay, like I guess it would fall into the category of porn, but like, who is it for really? Because if you're going to watch porn, like full on porn, if you have access to that and you have access to Girls Gone Wild, like why wouldn't you just choose the full-on porn? Is it the attraction to the young college girls? Like, is that what the draw is? That they're real people?
I don't know. It depends. Like if you're really into like amateur porn, you know, like there's a little bit of that, but I mean, I've never seen, full disclosure, I've never seen a Girls Gone Wild movie.
Me either. Only the commercials.
So, and you know, just like a lot of movie trailers, I feel like I get the gist of it. You know, I'm like, I don't think I need to see this. Yeah, you kind of explained it all to me. And I don't know, there's probably other options. But
I'm gonna send that to the research team. I'm gonna have them watch Girls Gone Wild. Let
every single
know.
One of them.
Every single one. Go through all the tapes.
And they start their own podcast. So Pod Gone Wild. So he makes the absolute right choice.
If
I was a teenager, I'd be like, I'd figure out a way to get out of babysitting. I can do this.
But also like to the best case scenario for like a young boy. Like, he's into it.
And he keeps trying to look it up, you know, on his computer, you know, and fucking Elizabeth Shue, like, you know, hey, look, moms, we already said this before, stop barging in. You're never going to find something
you can't. That was not even an appropriate length of time for a knock. Like, let him say come in, or like just a minute. You got to give him time for one of those two things, because you have if you have a boy between 14 and whatever age from there, I mean, I won't go younger than 14, they're definitely jerking off. Like, don't barge into their room. I'm not looking forward to that time.
I think you're true. I think you're selling other genders short. I bet all just kids are just dilling themselves.
Well, okay, I agree. I don't think it needs to be gender specific, but especially
Boys don't cover their tracks quite as.
no, that's the thing. Like, they're just like all times of day, doesn't matter who's home, like literally full volume, like
Yeah.
the website that he's what, like there's like moaning. You're like, you don't own a fucking pair of headphones, bro. Like, get that shit out. But yeah, I do like his reaction when she enters. I think that's his best acting,
I think so
is
too.
every time she opens the door and he's like, so he's just like doing homework and stuff.
I'm just thinking if I was in his case and I had a computer in my room and I was up to those purposes, rearrange your room, get some, turn that computer screen
The
away from
computer
the
facing the
door.
door. Yeah, exactly. Come on. Or lock your door.
Well, maybe he doesn't have a lock. I remember going to Home Depot and getting like one of those like latch locks
You did not.
and just drilling it into my teenage bedroom. My mom was
And
pissed.
I was gonna say, your mom was like, this can only be for terrible things.
Oh yeah. Well,
There's
yeah,
no way.
absolutely.
You're just like, oh, just for casual TV watching, you know?
Yeah, don't just hanging out, whatever, just having girls over and don't worry. And yeah, no, she immediately was like, no, you take that off right fucking now.
Yeah.
And yeah. So Elizabeth Shue's just like, hey, you got to babysit. And he's like, okay. But he's not going to. He's gonna fucking pay
No.
those kids, you know,
Absolutely.
with a premium. And then just like dumb kids. That's why it's hard because it's you don't. I mean, you got to know that the kids would be fucking stupid and get you in trouble anyway because they're
Absolutely.
kids. So honestly, I'd be like, don't even fucking be out $60. Like, just be like, you know, I'm just gonna take the consequence. This is worth it.
No. This is the thing, though. If they don't get the money, mom finds out sooner, and then the plan is canceled. You're just buying time. You know
Yeah.
you're going to get caught. They're going to do something dumb, but you're buying the time to actually go and have fun, and then you deal with the consequences later. That's how I'm seeing it. So he should have known that they were going to do something stupid, but yeah, he's just buying time. Like, come on, it's got that Danny. She's super hot. She's flirting with him. Like, he's, not understanding the situation at all, but just fully in it. I
Yeah.
appreciate his business dealings and the little girl for negotiating.
We get introduced to Ving Rhames later on this evening when him and Elizabeth Shue find Richard Dreyfuss's body, which is looking
Pretty
pretty
fucked up.
mangled. Yeah, looking like a kind of like a bloody
Oh
like a
no.
completely finished corn on the cob, covered in blood, just all the
Oh yeah.
just pieces and ugh. It's
Yeah.
awful. He's looking rough
Gross.
and. So they're like, okay, so clearly something's wrong, and but we
Yeah.
can't tell everybody to get out of the fucking water here because, you know, Ving Rhames is like very clear about like, you know, this is how we make, you know, all of our, you know, money for the year and this and this and this and this. Like Elizabeth Shue doesn't already fucking know that.
Well, I mean, it's for the audience, yeah. And what I do like about Elizabeth Shue's character, she's like immediately like, I'm thinking about closing the lake instead
Yeah.
of, the mayor from Jaws, go down in infamy. Yeah, immediately she's like, we need to close the lake, and even he's like, oh no, that's a terrible idea. Everybody can be fucking pissed at you. Like, this is when we make all of our money.
Yeah.
So, you have to show that she's smart. But also, like, her hands are kind of tied.
So we see, you know, Richard Dreyfuss, he's dead. And then I think pretty like scene after this is when that diver you know, does a little backflip into the water, gets eaten up immediately.
Yeah, they had to just throw a death in there because I think otherwise there would have been a little bit too much space in between the next, like, the first and the next death. So, yeah,
Yeah.
kind of.
You get your intro to Adam Scott after this, which is pretty good because, you know, all the spring breakers are spring breaking as they do.
Yeah.
And then Adam Scott with his nerd team. I'm sorry, I forgot to bring up Dina Meyer.
I noticed
But
you didn't bring up Dina Meyer because I gave her like a little industry legend question mark.
absolutely industry legend, but
Yeah.
the challenge though is she is so criminally underused in this movie. She barely says anything and she's barely in it.
I know. What's the point? They could have cast any random actress at that point because, yeah, she doesn't get to do enough. She's so great. Just a sidebar, we also have already given Adam Scott and Jerry O'Connell industry legend titles, so I just want to make sure everyone is aware of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But yeah, Dina Meyer, she's so great.
I know, it's just hard. She's only in it for a little bit. I feel like it's like the fucking Saw movies too. It's like everything I see with her in it, I'm like, there needs to be more of her. And yes. This movie, what the fuck? You know, yeah. You're wasting your talent here. Why does Paul? I like Paul Scheer, but
Paul Scheer's fun. He's really fun in this movie, though. He's so fun.
And he shows up in the sequel too, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah. So does Ving Rhames.
Okay, I was curious because I was like watching this movie like twice. You see him fall off the boat, but like they never answered like what happened to Paul Scheer.
Yeah, he shows up in the sequel, and him and what is the character's name? Deputy Fallon have like a cute little like
Ving Rhames.
Like bro friendship. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're fun in the second one.
Who you totally thought was dead in this movie, but is clearly not.
Yeah, he's not. But he does take quite a bit of damage. Yeah, she definitely is underused. And I like Adam Scott's character doesn't have a lot to do, but the lines that he has that he gets to shout out, whenever Adam Scott is given like something to exclaim, he really fucking delivers it. Like he does that in Krampus too. In Krampus, the same thing.
I have it written down here. Adam Scott's, holy shit. God damn.
Everything gets to shout. It's so good.
It's so good. We've got so Adam Scott and his team of divers and seismologists, mm-hmm. you know, who are like, hey, we noticed some real fucking weird rumbling. Let's go check this out. Would you accompany us? Police. And so they go over to do that. We cut right back over to the boat where you've got, you know, Jerry O'Connell and the ladies and mm-hmm. Kelly and Jake.
The big group.
Oh, right. Yes. And so they aren't there yet. This is when they decide to get on board. And, you know, Jake, oh, gosh, what a turd. He like shows up, you know, they're filming, you know, what is it called? Wet and Wild Girls. What's it called? Wild, Wild Girls. I like Wet and Wild mm-hmm. Girls better, to be honest. But I guess
they're not always wet
in an aquatic setting. But
yeah. So this is that would be very specific.
It's just like he just shows up and he just starts like really like getting into just this group of men just yelling stuff at these women, you know.
Yeah,
like,
he does.
Motor boat.
And he immediately is just like, yeah, this is my life now.
He's like, this is great. I like this. Wow. You know, and you're just like, oh my gosh, dude, get out of here. Act like you've been there before, man. So I like how Jerry O'Connell and Paul Scheer are both supposed to be like, you know, filming this, you know, but I'd like to see that camera footage because it's them.
Oh,
like,
it's got to be terrible.
It's got to be terrible. It's just the way they're just.
Yeah. I mean, it is supposed to look amateur and like very raw. So, I mean, maybe the camera shaking is exciting for some people. I don't know.
I guess so. But yeah, you know, so Jake's going to get on board. Kelly shows up and is like, how do you know these fucking creeps? But she's very quickly, I just don't get her motivation because, I mean, clearly she is into Jake.
Yeah, she's just along for the ride. And I think anytime she like discovers something that has to do with Jake, she's like, okay, how can I work myself into this situation? And if she thinks she can be kind of flirty and like sassy with him, like she's just doing that. So, you know. We've all been there. So I can see like Kelly's motivation being just that. And so, you know, that's just kind of what her character is.
How old are they supposed to be again?
They're at least first year of like college because he says like, oh, you're back for the summer.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got to be at least first year of college. But oh no, actually at one point, Danny, one of the Wild Wild Girls, she says that Kelly's not legal yet, so because that would imply that she's under 18, obviously. But
I don't know how the labor laws work when you, because I mean, you can be 16 or younger, in a lot of places, but to work, but you know, well, no, I mean, I guess you can like work at a restaurant that serves alcohol when you're under 21. So I mean, you could probably work on a porn set if you're under 18.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they probably just got.
You just can't be on camera doing
Yeah.
anything.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they just have to. Yeah, they just what you do is you blindfold the children who are like serving the snacks or maybe using their
Yeah.
little fingers to fix something on a camera. I don't know, as you do, so they can shoot this porn. But then kind of like Blair Witch, they need to like all turn around and face the corner and like while they're
My
filming.
gosh.
So
That's how it works. Yeah.
that'd be my best guess. Let's pop back over to the kids. The kids clearly, they're like, after 20 seconds, they're like, we're not going to stay in this house.
Oh yeah, they don't last 5 minutes.
Yeah. And then, like, a bunch of fucking dipshits, like they are, paddle their way out to the island and then lose
Yeah.
the boat.
Not interested in anything that has to do with the kids. They fucking suck.
No, I just, yeah, don't want anything with the children. It's so dumb.
No.
You could have deleted them entirely from the entire thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we didn't need them. Yeah.
And then, we get this. What was probably the center, like at the time, the centerpiece of this movie is that underwater scene with the two women.
I love Jerry O'Connell saying, "Look at these goddess aquatic bitches." I love using the word goddess to refer to a woman in the same sentence as bitches. It's perfect for his character.
And just how, oh my gosh, just. The both of them, all of them, all of the men on this boat.
So ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. Me, I mean, like, look, my only note was, how are you holding your breaths for that long? Y'all are like,
Well, I'm assuming they're like popping back up, taking a breath, going back down, because they're like he's waiting for them to like come back into the shot a couple times. So that's my guess. I mean, it works, Kyle. Those like, but like these women, God damn, their bodies are like you all know, if you've been listening to this, I love nudity in films. And this one's pretty good. Those women are fucking gorgeous. Good for them. And they make it pretty egregious, like just letting this swimming for like so long. This is already a short movie.
and so much of the movie was dedicated to like that scene. Like the movie's like an hour 28 with credits, and they're like,
Yeah.
we're gonna just spend 5 minutes just on this. Let's just watch
Yeah.
this,
Yeah,
you know.
as they should.
Oh gosh, yeah, maybe.
It's I mean, everybody went to see this movie. I mean, not maybe not everybody, but I think a lot of people went to see this movie expecting that they would see scenes like that. So
Yeah.
if they weren't there, it probably would have disappointed the target audience, which is pervy men and me.
And you just sitting there, just hot and bothered. Maybe you need some of that water splashed on you.
Yeah, the see,
Just
it would have worked for two purposes,
to fucking cool you
immersion
off.
and just like a cold shower.
Yeah. We're kind of back and forth, kind of, you know, hopping between Elizabeth Shue and Adam Scott and their situation and the
Adam
boat.
Scott
But
looking hot on that boat with the flannel and those like 80s looking glasses and the messy windblown hair. Yes,
yeah, that
to Adam
works.
Scott. I love his little
100%.
scientist look.
The divers all, you know, they both go down there and then start seeing like a fucking, they go through this crevice seeing all of these goddamn piranha eggs. So nothing grosses me out more than fish eggs. And
Yes.
people eat that
Oh,
shit. Ew. Have you ever had
no.
like a sushi with like the fish eggs like on
I
it?
take I don't order the ones that have the eggs on it, or I take them off.
Ew, it's
Yeah,
disgusting.
I don't like the sensation of them. Like it like pops in your mouth. Ugh, gross. No.
Ugh, yeah, it just pops and then they just start swimming around. You get little bites in the inside of your
Ew.
cheek.
No.
Terrible. No, thank you. So yeah, my wife tries to offer me fucking sushi with fish eggs on it. I'm like, you need to get the fuck out of here. I will have my boring ass California rolls by myself. Get the fuck out. And I am fine. I do not, I'm not an adventurous person, though I did eat
The same.
escargot once for
Ugh,
her.
gross.
Her granddad offered it, and I was like, oh, fuck, goddamn, I
And
can't say no.
how did that taste?
You know, like butter and garlic, to be honest. I cheated because I
You just
literally, I was
swallow
just like,
it.
oh yeah, I'm gonna just try to swallow this whole thing up
I'm
and just get this down and
not
be like,
surprised.
yep, I did it. I am not going to relish this snail in my mouth. I'm good.
There's just certain things that, like, I'm like, okay, there's already so many foods that taste amazing that I don't need to add a lot more of exotic things to the list. But also, there's mental blocks to certain things. Like, you won't catch me eating calamari either. I don't need to digest tentacles. I don't need that. No, thank you. No suction cups, no tentacles, no eggs, no slugs, no snails, no pokey things, none of that shit. Yuck.
100%,
There you
same
go.
page.
There you have
Yeah.
it.
But I'm like, all of that being said, I'm like, why does this guy feel compelled to like take his like glove off and like touch these fucking eggs? I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man? You're asking for it.
No.
It's
Yeah.
terrible.
And I know that they're divers, so they probably, I shouldn't say probably, they definitely have a lot less fear than we do of like being underwater in that circumstance. But if I saw that giant like cavern, I'd be like, oh, we're not prepared for this. We should probably get like a bigger team out here. Like they said, it was like one of the biggest trenches they've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you probably should do a little bit more homework before just like going in there. If you sent a team over immediately, obviously it was something big, and then you found out it was something bigger. So let's do a little bit more work before we just start sending people swimming down into their death.
Yeah, like literally, come on, like do your research, scientists. Like let's,
Yeah,
and
that's your
also
job.
y'all aren't lake explorers, y'all are seismologists. So
Yeah.
like, yes, there's a crack in the ground, yes, but you get the diving team to go in and take care of that. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem great. And I love that Adam Scott's first impulse after, you know, they're screaming in terror because they're being
No.
eaten alive by piranhas is to jump in to go save them. No, they're done. They sound like they're in terrible shape. Like, maybe get a better read of the situation before you just get your wetsuit on. You don't even have a bulletproof wetsuit. Like, he's just going for it.
I know. And he comes out and he would have needed one because he comes out and like you see somehow he ended up okay, which is like pieces of his wetsuit all bitten off.
Yeah, they do a couple times they do that in this movie where like for some reason the piranha are like, nah, he's good. Like, I'm not gonna
Yeah.
eat him. But I do like her body afterwards coming out of the water. It looks pretty fun.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty good. And again, like when the CG is bad, that sucks. But when there's practical stuff of just mutilated corpses and stuff. Yeah, well, that looks good. More of that.
Yeah, so much. Like, we need all of it.
Yeah. So clearly something's fucked up, and mom's trying to get a hold of
Oh,
fucking
Jake.
Jake. And Jake just not even trying to hide it. He's like, oh gosh, mom, I don't know, blah, blah, blah,
Just
blah, blah.
while they're
I'm just
yelling
hearing.
about, put your tits on the glass.
Yeah. Are you with someone? And I'd be like, no, mom, I was just listening to porn. Sorry. Just, or, yeah. I was just
You know how
listening.
I do.
You know how I do, Mom. Just
Just always porn.
right in front of the doorway. Just, doing as I do while the children are downstairs. And he's like, but hey, I got things to do. I still have parties to go to. Let's make this happen. And just more of this weird, just them on the boat. It's fun though. I think they do like the body shots around here where you're trying to like, I like how even Paul Scheer's just like, I'm shooting a porno, not a drama.
I know, he's so good. He's actually really fun in this whole scene. Because he also, when they're trying to convince Kelly to do the body shot, he's like, come on, everybody's doing it. Like, he's like literally doing like those anti-drug videos, like peer pressure voice, which is really fun. But I also love Jerry O'Connell doing the body shot because he's so creepy about it. Like, everything he does is so perfectly creepy. Like,
Yeah.
we've met that guy. Like, I feel like everyone has met that guy, or at least women have all met that guy. But
Yeah,
he,
dude at the
like,
party is just like, stop,
he's just
bro.
going too hard and just making everybody uncomfortable. Yeah, that's him. But yeah, that's pretty fun. All the stuff that's happening on the boat.
And then she's like, yeah, sure. I'll do it. I'll let Jake do it because this is going to where we get our sexual tension with them. And he was doing it very awkwardly. Like none of that.
Lean into it, bro. Like lean into it.
Yeah. None of that was hot. And also it just seems very like, I don't know. I just wanted tequila. And you could tell it's getting everywhere, getting down in places. I'm sorry. Is that, I don't think that's good. To have alcohol getting
did it go down like that low? Did it like go to her bikini line?
It looked, or at least with one of them, it looked like it was. No, I mean, I mean,
I think you'd be okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe. I've never had that experience, so I can't speak on it.
Yeah. So all of that drama is still happening, whatever. But the exciting
like it's
part.
Sick. So now she's just on a boat. Growing up, which is that's the worst.
So as they're pulling, Tina Myers just fucking just destroyed corn on the copped body. just leaving that in the boat. I would have just picked her up and just tossed her back out. I don't know what they ended up doing with her body, but
bury her, I guess. Closed casket.
Jake didn't give a fuck with Jerry O'Connell. He's just like, I've got a plan.
Bait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not even dead yet.
Yeah.
I've got a plan. I think that counts as murder, though.
No, he died. You're skipping ahead.
He was... Okay, we'll get to
he
that.
He was definitely dead after he said wet t-shirt contest. Those were his last final words. Deep, meaningful words.
I wonder if he was saying wet t-shirt, like insinuating, make my t-shirt wet, throw me back in. Like, it was like the plan.
No, that was not the plan.
So, backtrack a little bit. Dina Meyer's fucking dead. The other guy, I forget his name, Sam maybe, is fucking dead.
You are not getting his body.
No, don't go in after that. But they did find one little piranha that made its way onto the boat, which they made somehow found a little trash can for. Very cute. And then we get our Christopher Lloyd introduction.
Mm-hmm. And he's just awesome and crazy as ever.
I'm so sorry. Who's the woman he's with?
I don't know.
We'll have to take a look. I wasn't sure if I was like, are we supposed to know who that woman is? Maybe that's a cameo too. Or if it's just, she doesn't say a whole lot. She's just in that scene with Christopher Lloyd. I wonder if it was maybe a little intentional, the Back to the Future kind of reference, half a reference when everyone's just trying to bug Doc Brown, like when we're closed. Fucking after hours, like come on, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
we're busy. You know, I was thinking just when Marty first meets him in 55, and he's like, get the fuck out of here, we're busy. But Christopher Lloyd knew immediately what that fucker was. He was just like, oh wait, let me show you. I have my fossil of this specific thing.
I don't remember if Adam Scott says this on the boat or at Christopher Lloyd's place. But he also shouts out, is that a fucking piranha?
Yeah.
And that's pretty good too. He does that really, like his just shock of it being a piranha. I really like that.
So Christopher Lloyd is absolutely selling this. He's pretty fun. He's just doing his Christopher Lloyd bit and I love it. Does he show up in the sequel?
I don't think so. I feel pretty confident that he doesn't. I've only seen it like two or three times.
Anything else you want to say about him in this movie? He does pop up again pretty shortly at the end, but
yeah, he pops in at the end for a little bit, but I don't remember. Does he share, like, I feel like he shares some relevant information. Oh yeah, because he shares about the cannibalism and how they would have survived, like, you know, independently and all of that. So he gives them some information to work with, but no information that actually is like going to be life-saving or change the course of the movie, really.
Yeah, he didn't say anything that they already kind of figured. It's like, who cares if they're cannibalistic and how they...
Yeah, because they're still eating people now.
They're like, they're hungry now, and they're going right after people.
Yeah.
Which one thing I also did kind of notice, you don't see any other fish in this movie. Where
maybe
are
they
the
ate
other
all the fish.
You don't think that would have like just slowed down them attack? I mean, maybe, you know, but you think that would have slowed down them attacking people if you have all these fish to go at first. Now, you'd eat them pretty quickly, probably, but...
Yeah, that's true.
a little dicey how many piranhas there actually are. If it's several
thousands.
Hundred or
Oh, I say
thousands.
thousands. Yeah, especially with all the eggs. Definitely a ton of them. So maybe they just eat the fish in the area of where the humans are because they're like, no, we want that big game. So they're just getting rid of all the other fish. And my issue that I take with the piranha is that they never get full. Like, you'd think that eating one or two humans, they'd be like, oh, that was great. We're going to go swim our way back to the trench, hang out for a little bit until we're hungry again. Like, they just go to town. Like, this is an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Absolutely. And though, I guess the only evidence of that, and again, I'm giving this movie too much credit, is when you get to the massacre later on.
I love the massacre.
And you see all the bodies. They are not completely devouring all the bodies down to bone.
Well, I mean, some of them get out of the water. The ones that they get a good hold on, like, they're fucking them up.
There's full...
They're corn cobs.
Not everybody. When there's a bunch of people out, like, just floating around, like, dead bodies in the water, like, after the fact, there's a lot of people where you're like, you left a lot of meat on that bone. Y'all are getting wasteful.
Maybe some people don't taste as good as others.
That's true. They probably took a bite and they're like, ugh.
Yeah, they were like, oh, this one? Mm-mm. Too much beer in this one. Go for the next one.
Yeah. These stupid children, you know, they're waving to, you know, on their little island that they're on trying to get help. They do flag down Jake, who sees them. And he's like, what the fuck?
What luck.
Know? What luck, these fucking children. And then you have another pretty good kill. Well, so what I don't understand, again, about like this pornographic film that they're shooting is that the woman who is on, not like water skiing, but like, is it like has the parachute and what do you call that? Is that water skiing still? You're not skiing on the water.
No.
Water gliding. I don't know. You clearly,
I don't know what that's called, but we're not doing those fucking water sports. And that's why we don't know what they're called. Cause it never ends well in these movies.
Now in this movie, I'm like, does she have to be topless? But I'm like,
yes, movie. Yes, of course she does.
So of course she does. But that's a great kill though. When she
comes
back
good.
Up out of the water. And the rest is all just pieces just falling off and shit.
I love it.
Stringy flesh and shit. That's awful.
Yeah, it's really great. That's a pretty fun kill. Those guys just look fucking terrified, as they should.
Yeah, they should. I hope they just were like, you know, let's just go home and let's not.
I think the other fun thing about any of the kills that happen where the person's upper body is above the water, their reaction to being bit the first couple times is so fun. Like, the surprise, pain, and fear that is all happening at once is really good. I think I just really love the kills and the reactions in this movie, even like the reactions to when they pull out bodies and the bodies are just all fucked up. Like, all of it is so fucking fun every time.
Then you have this like back and forth between Jake and Jerry O'Connell, and Jake's just being like the worst this whole time.
He really is the worst.
He is bringing down this vibe constantly, and like how many really great locations has he even shown them? Then he has to fucking threaten that like his mom is the fucking sheriff, and you're like dude, get the fuck out of here, dude, take your ball and go home, man.
With a character like Jerry O'Connell's in this movie, that was a bold move, because like, I would not be surprised if this dude had a fucking gun on board, like, and was just like, no, this is what's gonna happen. Like, he's all coked up. Like, he's going to make some stupid decisions. So, like, I would tread lightly if I were Jake, but he goes full on, like, no, my mom's the sheriff, so I'm automatically super safe. And you're like, not right now, because you chose to get on this fucking boat with this guy, this fucking creep. Come on.
And they still would have been just fine if it weren't for the fucking kids having to go over, get them. And I think Jerry O'Connell knows this. And is dying. He was just like, this is what I get. This is what I fucking get for showing just a little bit of heart and going after those kids for this teenager. Get the fuck out of here.
I do love the way he's like, we need to fucking hurry. And he's just like lifting the kids in the boat. He's like, come on, like, let's go. Let's speed this shit up. Like, I love all of that. Everything that he does is so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I his energy is pretty good. It's one of the best parts of the movie. Not quite at all the carnage yet, but you do get the Eli Roth cameo, who is hosting the wet t-shirt contest. Did you hear all the things that he was saying?
He says one of my favorite lines. I love the most terrible things. I'm so sorry, everyone, but weapons of masturbation is so fun. I love that. Of course, Eli Roth would say it because he's him. And so this character is, I think, is perfect for him.
Weapons of masturbation is
Yeah, the way
pretty
he
good.
delivers it is really good.
I don't know if you heard, he says it very on or at the very end, where he yells, show me your Danny DeVito's. Oh my God, that is horrifying and terrible. Not to knock Danny DeVito. I'd imagine if I ever said that to somebody, that would be
Would not be sexy.
no. So just imagine. But at that point, like, everyone's just having a fun time. Everybody can probably just yell whatever the fuck he wants. It doesn't matter at this point. But I thought that was pretty good.
He's got some good lines.
You know, man, I don't know. They try to get everybody out of the water. It doesn't fucking work.
No.
Ving Rhames, you know, really jumps, literally, like, jumps the gun a little bit here and just starts, like, shooting his gun in the sky, getting everyone to
There's
come out. You know, bullets fall somewhere, right? You can't just shoot bullets in the sky. They land somewhere.
Okay, but wait. If it's time for science.
Sure.
If the bullet goes up like full force, yes, eventually it is going to come back down. Like that's part of science. But it's not going to come back with the same force as when it was shot out of the gun.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it'll still hurt somebody, probably.
I mean, but I don't think it's going to like insert itself into anyone.
It could. Well, we're really going to make our research team work overtime on this
Yeah,
one.
we have a lot of questions for the research team for this episode. But yeah, he definitely telling a bunch of drunk young college kids not to do something that seems like it has no serious consequences is going to lead to them doing the complete opposite of what you've asked. Like he should have known better on that one.
And to get them all out of the water, then see, I mean, I figure if I were even at that party, I'd be like, okay, I'll listen to you. Get out of the water just in case. I can have plenty of fun dry.
Well,
Absolutely.
and that's the
And I
thing. It'd be
have.
different. Yeah, it'd be different if he was like, oh, giving them any other type of rules. If someone like says, get out of the water, you're implying that there's danger in the water. So if someone just yelled to me with no context, get out of the water, I'd be like, okay, right the fuck out.
I'll get out of the water and then ask you why.
Ask questions after you fucking take action. Get your ass out of there because this spring break massacre situation is fucking lovely.
Yeah, it's all really fun. Before we get to that, they get the kids, they're trying to get back out, but the water's too shallow, so it gets caught. You know, and I just keep calling it lake hair, but what is that called? It's just like the
What do you
and it
mean,
all
lake
gets
hair?
that gets caught up in the boat or in the motors
Oh, it's
and
like seaweed.
seaweed. Sure, yeah, it's kind of
Yeah.
like lake hair is seaweed. Well,
No, that's
it's not seaweed because we're in a lake, so it's clearly not seaweed.
okay, but it's like seaweed. It's a fucking water plant, so lake weed, whatever you want to call it.
Lake
Definitely not
weed.
that. Don't call it that. But I don't like calling it sea hare at all. That's worse than lake weed. That's a terrible because now I'm like picturing it that poor girl later and her hair.
That is probably one of my favorite CG deaths. If not my favorite, was that one. But
I agree.
I'm just thinking you need to be a little more careful. I guess he's pretty coked out and pretty angry at this point, Jerry
Oh, he
O'Connell,
doesn't,
but
he's not thinking straight at all. And I love it. I love how much he's just escalating in unstableness.
Because literally, the second they get out of the lake here, they just immediately crash and break this, just all this glass that's at the bottom, protruding out the bottom of this boat for this window. And you're
Which should
like,
be anti-shatter, like it should be shatterproof glass. Fucking yeah. Idiots. Like, what?
Yeah. And I mean, maybe that's just because, like, you know, I think of like, it's probably all scratched to fuck at this point. Probably couldn't even see it. Probably couldn't get good shots through it, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. So then the boat starts sinking.
Yeah.
And
Which is not a great situation for them at all.
And that's not a good situation. So as that's sinking, we're popped over to back over to it's just too late. Everyone's and maybe it was that woman that couldn't, who's the contortionist that got that was in the little her little tube that got bit in the
I
leg,
think it is. I think
down.
her she's credited as intertube girl.
Oh, then perfect. Yeah.
So
Then
I
that's her.
I think that's her because it looks real. Like it doesn't look, I don't know. It looks like she's fucking just bent and sandwiched into that fucking inner tube. It's pretty good. There's a lot of really fun, a lot of really fun gore, a lot of really fun deaths. Every time they pull somebody out of the water, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Let me see that fucking bodily damage. I need to see it all.
All just stringy fleshy bits. It's so it's rough. And then a few people get like, you know, well, of course, because everything's like crashing around and everyone's flipping out. A couple of people just get, who's the woman that just gets like sliced like right in half?
Oh, love that too. That's super fun. Yeah, because the stage comes down too and the wire just slices her in half. Oh, there's two of them that it happens
it.
To. Oh, it's so great. Yeah, that's super fun. And just the means of which they're trying to fight these piranha is fucking stupid. Like you're gonna shoot them, you're gonna shoot the fish.
Yeah, well, there's people in the water.
If there were three fish maybe, but you've got like fucking presumably thousands of fish. We're not gonna make, you know, waves. No, there we go. With shooting these guys. But then they also, I love Adam Scott on the fucking wave runner with the shotgun, just cocking it with one arm and driving with the other arm and just shooting the fish with the shotgun as well.
Just
shotgunning
fish in the face.
You are going to shoot people absolutely 100%.
And I like Ving Rhames's idea of using the propeller and like,
yeah, but from a
going out
boat.
from a boat, from above, like stop, don't stand in there with them.
What are you doing in the water?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And then Elizabeth Shue tases a fish. Just one.
Just one little fish.
And I just, all of it, I love. Like, it's dumb, but like Adam Scott on that Sea-Doo, I've called it 100 different things. I don't know what their official names are.
It's a jet
Him
ski.
With jet ski. Yes. All day yesterday when I watched this movie, I kept thinking to myself, what the fuck are those vehicles called? I've never been on one. I will never go on one. So that's why I don't know what they're called. I've tried to erase them from my memory. But he looks so fucking hot just with his shotgun on the jet ski. It's great.
Yeah. So things are going really bad over there.
Really bad.
And honestly, they're not going that much better back over at the porno boat because, well, so again, you've got Paul Scheer who falls off the boat, but you never see him again. You don't know what happens to him.
Oh yeah. I guess
And
you're
I don't
right.
know if he explains that in the sequel, like what the fuck happened, but who knows? Because
for how
he
many
falls
times
off.
I've seen it, you'd think I'd know.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah. So you're just there for the boobs and the mutilated flesh.
Exactly.
You know, so you're not there for details. Get the fuck
Target
out of here.
Demographic.
Yeah. I love how Jerry O'Connell is like using this woman as a shield, essentially. Like he's almost like moving her in front of the piranhas as she's getting eaten the
I
fuck
love
up.
that.
She gets a situation where I don't know how that piranha got in there, but comes out through her throat and out her mouth.
That's really fun
That's
too.
That's pretty fun. And you see her cheeks like rip open a little bit. That's really fun.
The other thing that I forgot to mention, going back to the
Lovely
Massacre, is the sign that's over that stage that collapses that says dying to get wet. I love that. Love it. Such
Fun.
great attention to detail.
Yeah, this movie does that.
Obviously, I have a clear bias for this movie just being one of my it's one of my favorite movies.
I love I forget when it happens, but well, so you're right. You get my favorite CG death. So when Todd is trying to get out of there,
Fucking Todd, I wrote down his name too.
fucking Todd Dupree, who doesn't
We
have
hate
backstage
Todd.
passes, even if he is a pretty good DJ, he's like, I need to get the, he's doing his best, like, Billy Zane, I'm only here for myself. Let's get the fuck out of here
Yeah,
situation.
absolutely.
He's mowing over people. Like, so I think he's killing plenty of people getting out of there.
He's just having a traumatic experience live and in real time and is not making great decisions, but he kills probably just as many people as the piranhas did.
Maybe, but that's where all, and then when the, it's always about the propellers getting stuck on something, whether it's
The
lake
hair,
hair or
though.
people hair. And how it not only rips her hair off,
That.
but it rips the skin of her face off
I
too. It's
fucking love it.
so good.
But like, okay, before it rips her face off, just the propeller being stuck in her hair, that is probably the scariest thing that happens in this movie. Like, because it feels very real, whereas like a lot of the other stuff feels very far-fetched, or like you might not find yourself in that situation. I don't know how many people have ever had their hair caught in a propeller.
Have you?
No, my hair's not even long enough for that shit. We could be short, but like
For that reason.
for that reason, just you never know when you might come across a propeller. So she's pretty fucked. That's a terrible situation. I feel so bad for her. RIP to that girl. Literally,
RIP
because
of
she
that
ripped.
girl. Yeah, literally. Oh, speaking of rip, I love how there's like one scene with the two people like carrying this woman, like one's got her from the shoulders, one's got her from the legs, and then she
Oh,
just rips in half. How did they not notice that? But like she's that she's barely held together.
oh my God, it's so good. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, there's so many gems in this whole scene. Like, that's why I'm like, even if you can't get past the fact that the movie is very silly, if you like gore and good kills, this movie delivers. It absolutely delivers times 10.
Maybe not. I don't know if I agree quite with that enthusiasm.
You should.
I guess I should.
I have so
But
much enthusiasm.
it sounds like it's a me problem.
Yeah.
How many people live in this town? Because that must be at least two-thirds of the town dead just
Just
from that.
dead.
Because it's not a big town, right? So
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
there's, oh, that's rough. Can you imagine just being there kind of down the street or like, me, see, and this is why, I show up fashionably late all the time. I'd imagine me, I'm just trying to find parking, being like, God damn, blah blah blah.
Circling around.
And then just walking up and then, probably pick myself up like an orange crush or something from the corner market, I'm just having a good time. And I walk over and I just see all this happening. I just feel like, you know what? I'm just gonna turn
I'm gonna
right
turn back
around
around.
and go home. Go pick up a burrito on the way and just have myself a very unfishy day. So yeah, gosh, everything back to the porn boat where they do get Jerry O'Connell out, but only half of them.
Oh
That's
man. Oh, I love that his legs are chewed up, but all he could, like, he's like, my penis. Fucking fuck.
my dick's gone.
Yeah, who cares about my legs?
And just with the little twitchy legs, just
I
moving up.
know. Oh, it's so
Oh,
good.
it's
Oh,
so good.
so good.
So good.
Yeah,
I
he's
love
so
it.
great when he's just, they took my penis. They took my penis.
You do get to see his, well, a CG dick. And
Gets a dick.
you can tell they're full at that point because the fish does take some bites, swallow the dick whole, and then spits out the dick, but really only it's still, like some chunks taken out of it.
Yeah, just a little
But
bite, just a little nibble. Yeah.
yeah, you see the
As
two what do you call it? The two like little silicone things
Oh yeah, I love that too.
from her breasts float
They
in the
didn't
air, and
want
then you see the
that.
dick.
Yeah. I as someone who doesn't have a dick, I think that it's quite funny. It's as someone who has one, does it like make you cringe, or it just doesn't look real enough for you to even like process it that way?
It's weird how the dick was so clean as it was like floating around, where like literally the rest of it is just mangled. I would have thought they would have, it looks like they like came at his and they were like, look, okay, let's chew through the clothes. Let's get all that out of the way. Okay, we got everything good. We can see the full picture down here. And they were like, hey, everybody, hold on. We got to keep this dick extra. So it felt like
intact. They
came in, probably just ate around the base and ate in that way so the dick would float off. And then they're like, okay, now we're good. Everyone, we just go to town on the rest of it. We just need to preserve that dick. And then it's just wild to see it float around. Now, the one thing I do appreciate about this movie is that, you know, yes, you do have a lot of, you know, a lot of topless women, a lot of naked women, and then a lot of women dying naked, you know, so it's, you know, like, ah, okay, you know, like, it's like, look, my whole thing is like, it's fine. It's just when it's all one-sided, you know, like, come on. Like, now, why I do appreciate this movie where you do get some dick chomps in that case, I'm like, I needed to see this. I'm at this over at the party. I needed to see, you know, with all the body parts, you see the legs floating around. I need to see like a lake shore of just dicks floating
just
around.
More just more
dicks. Just that have just all been bitten off and just floating around, just to kind of even the playing field.
You know I found that with a few movies that we've watched that have had nudity, our request has been more dicks. And I don't know who we need to write a letter to get this shit to happen, but like, there doesn't even need to be tits in the movie. Like, we could just go straight to dicks. That's fine too. Just more dicks in movie overall. Just more. Give me more.
And I feel like it's always me that brings it up first. Like, we need more
dicks.
There.
It is you. Well, because you're looking for equality, whereas I'm just looking for general nudity. But you know, you're like, we just need to even it up. I'm like, no, whatever you want to put in there is fine. But yeah, like, you know, always. Anytime I see a dick in a movie, I'm very, like, very excited by that. Not like, pleasantly surprised, we'll say.
Yeah. And me, when I saw that dick floating around, I just nodded and I said, good, good.
Yeah. Good. Check that box.
Doing the work. Doing the good work. So he's fucked. Elizabeth Shue and Adam Scott, they make their way over to the boat. Kelly is still underneath, right? She's
down there. That would be terrifying.
She's just playing whack-a-mole with fish just jumping at her with that her fucking fry pan.
She actually does a really good job. Like, I wonder if she plays tennis.
Yeah, no kidding. So they're trying to get all these, you know, this is like kind of our climax a little bit, where they're going, they want to save everybody that's on this boat. They have this plan. Have you ever tried like going on a rope like that as they, you know, as they're doing, like with your legs and your arms, and you have to kind of, you know, it reminds me of Cliffhanger or Ace Ventura When Nature Calls, which has the cliffhanger parody in the beginning of it.
Yeah. Also, I'm fucking Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah. And does it work for anybody?
Okay. So I think a couple things here. The difference between like, so Deep Blue Sea, they're on a piece of metal, which is more structured.
Yeah,
I think
like
that would be significantly easier than a rope, because the rope is going to force you to hold more of your weight and like be more tense. Like it's not holding you really. Like it is, but do I think I could do that? Is that what the question is? You didn't ask that question, but I feel like that's where it was headed.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I could do that, especially like even under stress. Like I'm in pretty good shape. Like I work out, I lift weights, all that shit. I don't think I could do that under that stress, especially. I would fucking fall in that water and be eaten by piranhas. I'd be like, we need to find another way.
It'd be easier if it was one person. I guess probably they're trying to do it, you know, to hurry up the process, I suppose. But
yeah,
if it's one person at a time, that's fine. But when you have those two fucking kids behind Kelly Brook as she's doing it, that makes all the weight of those extra kids makes them all sink down.
Yeah.
And then she's you know, so she gets fucked pretty quickly.
She could have made it, because she even said, she's like, I don't pole dance for nothing. And I'm like, yeah, I believe that she could absolutely crawl across that.
So yeah. Elizabeth Shue really fucked her up in those kids.
Also, Elizabeth Shue is fucking ripped in this movie.
Yeah,
when
she is.
When she takes off her jacket, she's got just her, she's always like had like really like buff arms, which I love. But like in this movie, she looks like she's gonna just kick some ass. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Just as a sidebar, it's important everyone knows that she has great arms.
And she also has this fucking dipshit of a teenage son because he's like, he's all trying to play hero and shit. She's like,
God,
you're still a child. Absolutely not. And then they make their way across. I would have been like, nope, nope. You go in.
Yeah, you go first.
Get on that rope. I will go and handle this child, or, you know, Kelly also, or whatever. There.
In real life, I feel like any mom in that situation would have done that. Like, I would have left my ass on that boat until my son got to safety. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. 100%. Because of course she gets over and then he wants to be a fucking dipshit asshole and then and starts undoing the rope and you're like,
and she knows that that's a girl that he likes. Come on. Like,
yeah,
come on. Of course he's going to try to play hero. And his plan is really fucking risky, high action star, like planning. I'm like, Jake, do you really think you could pull this off when you can't even fricking like jerk off in private properly? Like, come on. What?
Nothing we've seen so far screams competence to me with him.
No.
So I'm not expecting any of it now, nor should Kelly.
It would have been great if they just blew up.
Yeah.
That would have been a fun surprise.
So he does his whole fucking thing. Now, you know, we get the end of Jerry O'Connell, who like, they already thought he was dead because they put something over him.
Yes, they thought he was dead.
And he's like, no, my last. And I really want to believe, you know, like I said
this
earlier,
is wet t-shirt.
That he says he means it like, no, I have a plan for you. And this is how we're going to do it. I'm going to sacrifice what's left of me for you. I'm pretty sure that's murder. If he knows what's going to happen, he picks up the body of someone who's still alive and throws him over. Are you sure he officially died?
Yes, he is so fucking dead. Like, that's the whole humor of it, is that he dies saying wet t-shirt because he's a fucking idiot and a terrible person. So those would be his last dying words. He coughs up blood and then he like exhales very dramatically. Like, it feels very, I'm officially dead. And honestly, even if he wasn't, I would not call that murder. Even if he threw him in the water, if he was just barely alive, I'd be like, just so y'all know, he's dead. And then just threw him.
Piranhas want blood. Let's give it to them. And I'm like, no, shut the fuck up, you dumbass fucking teenager. Shut the fuck up. And I don't know.
Trying to sound cool and shit. He's like, he's in it for Kelly. Like, he's like, this is going to get me laid 100%. If I survive, I'm getting laid. That's his motivation.
Man, don't you think it'd take a minute at least to recover from all that trauma and be like, I don't want anything all up in me. I'm good. I don't know. I feel like I just need to pause, but he's thinking long game.
Yeah.
There's no teenagers don't do that. So knowing how quickly the piranhas eat people, I'm like, it really didn't buy him as much time as it really.
It bought them way more time than it should have, because homeboy was already half eaten.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have the whole fucking bottom half. They're like, they have fresh options.
And they already had the good parts.
Would you go for your leftovers if there was fucking fresh takeout right around the corner? Like, absolutely not.
Or it's like, you know, it's like eating your dinner after your dessert. It's like, you already had the dick. Like, what are you? Well, are we going to be chomping on elbow over here? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I mean, fine. But if we wanted fucking someone's, you know, some dude's fucking top half, you just go cruise back over here. We need you. Yeah. We don't need you, bro. So they throw Jerry O'Connell over. He dives under, has some dynamite. That's very convenient.
Why was that there? Is that a common thing that you would keep dynamite on a boat, especially like a rental?
No, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think it came with the rental.
He just had it?
Yeah.
What was he going to use it for? Like, no, it had to have been on the boat. But that also doesn't make sense. So
none of it does. You know, and we're like just, Adam Scott said, dynamite fishing is not super illegal in all the places. But hey, they fucking, you know, hey, shit, they did it. You know, they are able to pull them out in enough time, they blow up, and they seem pretty confident that they've killed a lot of them or all of them. But I'm
Yeah,
like,
but
not all of them, but a big chunk, which I'm like, how do you count that? How do you even know?
well, also, like, not to get too much into logistics, but that if we couldn't get the boat like safely out of these rocks, how did they not just get fucking beat to death by rocks when they were pulling them out of that like water, like full speed from under the boat? Like, it. That whole the whole part with the rescue from the boat like drags for me, but like if it weren't for that little bit with Jerry O'Connell, it would be a bit much. And yeah, like where is Paul Scheer? Where is he?
Just vanished.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a death scene filmed, or well, one, they probably maybe they didn't have the CGI ready yet for it, and they're just like, hey, you know what? Guess what, bro? I guess you earned yourself a spot in the sequel.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Could be.
But I mean, you know, they get him onto the boat, and
They
that
sure
works
do.
out. You
Yeah.
get the kids out, everyone's good.
Yeah.
It feels like it kind of not like whimpers to an end, you know, but it's just like, oh, I guess they're feeling like, okay, we did it. We're, you know, it looks like we made some progress. Let's go. Turns out if we just throw dynamite and just blow shit up in the water, it'll probably kill whatever's in there. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Even though
But
I'm
I mean, it's
thinking,
also going to ruin like the whole ecosystem of the lake.
and if a single beer, like granted, there's a lot of stuff, you know, at the bottom of that lake, but if the single beer is what causes this fucking
Oh,
thing to open, pretty
yeah.
sure blowing shit up underwater is like not gonna help that situation.
Damn, I didn't even think about that. What else is in that, like, underneath there? Couldn't just be the piranhas.
Turns out adult piranhas, because fucking Christopher Lloyd is just like, you know, Marty, Adam, someone's gonna have to be done about your kids. They're all piranha kids, all of them. And it's a bug. I liked Adam Scott. So, like, seeing him die at the end, you're like, eh, whatever. But
But
yeah, he's
just
just
his,
like,
like,
you know.
what does he say? Where's the mother? Like, where are the parents?
And then boom, jumps up, gets
Yeah,
him.
I think that's super fun. And the size of that piranha is absolutely ridiculous. And you don't see piranhas that size
No.
in the next one. So they kind of go back on that a little bit, not to spoil it for anybody.
Bunch of latchkey piranha kids.
Yeah. It's
Just
abandoned by their giant mom.
staying up later than they should.
Yeah, I like that ending. I think it's fun. Like, obviously, some shit was gonna go down because, you know, when a movie ends and it's just like slow them on the boat, all safe, like somebody's gonna get got.
Yeah. It's not that, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Gosh. That brings us to the end of this movie.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you went beat for beat with the plot for this one, because otherwise it just feels like it's all over the place because it's just such chaos.
Yeah, it's well, and
Yeah,
really it is
so.
just bouncing back and forth between the party, the boat, and really just back and forth throughout the movie. But anything else, any notes, anything that we skipped over that you want to share?
I think I just really love the cast of this movie.
Me too.
And for how, like, fucking dumb it is, the acting is pretty good. Like,
I think everybody sells it straight,
they
you
sell
know.
it, yeah, they sell it really well, and I think everybody was having like a great time. So I think the only thing missing is Dina Meyer needed more, so she deserves an industry legend title for sure. Like
100%.
Starship Troopers, get out of here. Also, I think maybe Elizabeth Shue should also get an industry legend title as
Hell yeah.
well. And then, of course, Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I don't know which.
I don't think he has, is this the only horror movie he's been in?
I'm gonna count Clue for these
Oh,
purposes.
okay. There you go. Then if you've got two or one really solid one, you get. That's my rule. I just invented it. So,
It's your podcast. You can do whatever you want. I
yeah,
love that.
50% of it. So,
That wraps up this movie. I would love to hear some talk lines.
We have 6 taglines for this.
Okay.
Okay. Of course, we have to talk about it being 3D. So this summer, 3D shows its teeth.
Okay. That's fine.
C, sex, blood.
Like C S E A?
Yes, like S E A, not C, sex, and blood. That would have been fun. So it's just C, sex, and blood.
Oh, well, thumbs down, because this is we're not in an ocean. This is a freshwater
also,
situation.
There's no sex in this movie.
There is no sex.
Yeah, so lies.
Yeah.
Don't scream, just swim.
That's fine.
I mean, that's fine. You really, they're not wrong though. I would assume if you're screaming while swimming, you're probably not breathing properly and therefore moving slower.
Save your energy for the swimming. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Save your energy.
So, you know, okay, that's back up to a thumbs up. That's fine. Mm-hmm. It's helpful information.
There's something in the water.
Okay.
Fine.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. 2 million years of evolution, one perfect killer.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
It
makes it sound like it's one fish.
Yeah.
Not like a school of fish.
Yeah.
Several schools.
Several schools of fish. A whole school district of fish.
Yeah. This one might sound familiar.
Uh-huh.
This summer, how fast can you swim?
Oh, what? See, it's any aquatic horror situation.
They're probably going to say, how fast can you swim? So they just added this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Deep Blue Sea was just how fast can you swim, which I like better.
And when was Deep Blue Sea released? What time of the year?
I don't know. But it definitely came out 11 years before this one.
It also came out in the summer. Yeah. So
that's it. That's our taglines. Which one's your favorite?
Ooh, dang. I'll be honest with you. I've forgotten all of them. So I don't want to just say the most recent one, but one in ear, out the other.
This is not usually my like go-to, but I actually kind of like this summer 3D shows its teeth. I kind of think that's fun.
I like it because they do have little baby teeth.
Fish teeth are fucking disturbing. Have you ever seen the fish that have like human looking teeth?
I don't like that one bit. No.
Have you never given that a Google?
Mm-mm, not gonna.
If anyone listening has not seen these fish that look like they have human teeth and you would just want to be horrified, Google it. I don't know who showed this to me. I don't remember who put me through this. Maybe someone else suggested it to me and I was like, I can't resist.
I don't know. So it's not like a giant fish that like made its way into some dentures that fell into the water. So it's looking just kind of fun in a silly situation.
No, it is their teeth and it's gross and disturbing. So
it's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Here we are. We're at our boo scores. So you want to go first or would you like me to?
Oh my gosh. I think I should go first just because I think it's pretty obvious that I absolutely love this movie. So I'll go first.
All yours.
I really struggled with this because I have a running list of all of like my favorite horror movies and this is on it. This movie is on it. I fucking love it. I have such a good time when I'm watching it. I think it's so silly. I love just everything about it. I'm going to give it 4 booze.
4 booze. And honestly, that's a little lower than I thought you would.
Really? Did you think I was going to do 5? Because I've just been unhinged lately. I'm just handing out 5 booze.
I had a feeling. No,
I'm giving it 4 because it's... Is this Scream? No.
Yeah.
Scream is 5 booze. So I'm like, this is 4 booze. It's a perfect... It's my highest level of like camp, silliness, stupidity that like it can get. Like it's perfect. How about you?
Not quite as high.
But, I know.
But not as low as I was maybe prepared to give it based on what I remembered from the movie.
Okay.
I've watched it twice in the last couple days. I think the cast is good. The CG is just dog shit. And just really rough to watch.
Man, that also loses a little bit of points.
If this movie... Yeah, I don't know, maybe came out now, or it was even when even bad CG now looks like good CG from 2010, you know what I mean? Could have done a lot. And like I said, I love a movie that clocks in under an hour and a half, including credits. That's perfect.
It's here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah. I'm going to give this movie 2.5 booze.
2.5? You fucker.
2.5
that
booze.
That is so low.
It's pretty good. It's fine. It's a fun movie. I'll watch it. Am I going out of my way? Will I actively watch this movie, like want to watch this movie again? No. Maybe. Maybe with you, if you fucking make me do it, like, you know, for a podcast. But
yeah, this is definitely my choice of movie for sure.
Yeah, I think 2.5 is good. I was prepared to come in like 1.5.
And that is ludicrous.
So no. I'm going to say 2.5. I was thinking of maybe 3, but no, let me stick with 2.5. It's a good movie. I like it. It's just, okay. I need more practical effects. I need more Dina Meyer, and yeah. I need more Willies just floating around up and bobbing up in the water. Just a sea of it.
Willies.
Just a sea of it. Just a dick graveyard. A watery dick graveyard. So, yeah, 2.5. I think that's generous.
I don't, but I would bet that more people would agree with your boo score on this one than mine for sure. I definitely is very generous, but you know, Jerry O'Connell alone is a boo, a full boo for this movie. He's fucking killing it.
Industry legend.
Industry legend. He's so great.
Anything else I don't want to say before we wrap up?
No, I said all the things I need to say.
Yeah,
I think
you did.
I think if you like aquatic horror and you like gore and just a stupid fun time, this movie is great. And I'd also recommend watching it with like a group if you're gonna watch it. Like, it's more fun to like see other people reacting to it as well. So yeah, definitely watch with a group.
Oh yeah. Okay, that does it, everybody. Take care. 3, 2, 1, ghost.
Thanks for listening to our episode on Piranha 3D. If you enjoyed this episode and managed to make it out of the water alive, hit subscribe and leave us a killer review on whichever platform you choose to listen. You can find us on Instagram at 321ghostpod and give us a follow to see what we're up to. And don't be shy, we love to hear your opinions on the movies we cover too. You can also shoot us an email to 321ghostpod@gmail.com to share any comments, ask questions, or suggest a movie you'd like to hear us chat about. Next week, at least one of us might be singing, because we're talking about 1975's The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Thanks again for listening, and remember the shopping list: body paint, condoms, and Ready Whip. 3, 2, 1, ghost.